Question: are there levels in heaven?
Welcome to day 23 of Lent, where we are reflecting on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten reflections, and we will be answering that question as we examine something he said that really caught my attention. If you are allowed to acquire as much land as you could walk around in a day, or as much money as you could count in a day, what haste would you not make? And you can acquire in a moment eternal treasures, and yet you lose time. Say not that you can do tomorrow that which you can do today, because this day will be lost to you and will return no more. So what are the implications of this? The more land you walk around, the more you get. So St. Alphonsus is applying is that the more that we do for God now, the greater our eternal reward later. Therefore, do not waste time. Remember in John chapter 14, verse 2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms." Both St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine interpret this as there's different varying degrees of glory that souls are experiencing in heaven. Everyone is, they say, would be perfectly filled with the glory of God, but to different degrees. So for example, Janelle here has a coffee cup before us as we're filming. We could fill this up perfectly, couldn't we? Right to the brim. But if we put it beside this, we could fill this one up perfectly to the top. Which one would have more? Well, this one. But they're both perfectly filled. So in heaven, I mean, it's not a perfect analogy, but in heaven, I think we can say that there's varying degrees of perfection that souls experience. And doesn't this seem fitting? For example, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Doesn't it seem fitting that she experienced a greater degree of honor and glory than me? If I show up at the gates of heaven and demand to be have the same reward as the Blessed Virgin Mary, I just don't think I have that right because I haven't loved like her. The Catechism says regarding heaven, all of us in varying degrees and in different ways share in the same charity towards God and our neighbors, and we all sing the one hymn of glory to God. So varying degrees of glory. So what we do here affects that degree. St. Alphonsus is saying, walk around as much land as you can. And I think he would say not to be selfish, but for the glory of God. Because God deserves everything he has given us.
Right.
Because he has given it to us.
And could you imagine how many other lives would be affected? As you grow in degrees of holiness, how that would affect the people around you in their level of holiness.
St. John Paul II said, holy people and holy people alone can transform humanity. The more that we strive to be in relationship with Jesus, there's a spillover effect. It's like the grace in here begins to be shared with those around us.
Some will say, I am young. Later, I will give myself to God. But remember, I reply that the Lord cursed the fig tree that he found without fruit, although it was not the season for fruit, as the gospel remarks. It was not the time for figs. By this, Jesus wished to signify that men should at all times, even in youth, bring forth the fruit of good works. Otherwise, they will be cursed and bring forth no more fruit in future. Any time is a good time to bear fruit for God, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're, you know, single or married or discerning your vocation, whatever. We're always in season for bearing fruit.
The gospel is relevant to people of all ages. Everyone.
No, that's right.
The church is filled with, for example, young saints. And I think we set the bar so low for our young people.
Totally.
We're just like, here, take this, occupy yourself. Like, no, now, when they're young is the time for formation of virtue. If they don't acquire virtue early in life, think about how terrible it will be later. Get it right now. And I know that for myself. Personal experience. Lack of virtue in early age of life has a compounding effect down the road.
And I think back to just even the visionaries of Fatima. You know, they were so young. What, 6, 7, 9, I think? Something like that. And Our Lady was talking to them about reparation for sin and doing penance and mortifying themselves. And I think, okay, wow, like they were little and this is, I'm learning this as an adult.
Bear fruit in all seasons. Friends, thanks for listening today. If you want to pray the rosary along with us, it'll be up there. Please like and share the video if you feel blessed, and we'll see you tomorrow.